Global Take on Climate Report. BBC correspondents around the world assess how the countries where they are based will view the climate change report. 2nd of February 2007.
Here in Kenya, today's report has particular significance. It's in places like this that climate change is felt hardest by people least able to cope. Kenya and the entire Horn of Africa are reeling from a year of climatic extremes. The worst drought for 40 years killed many people and destroyed the livelihoods of tens of thousands. And the drought was followed by torrential rainfall and widespread flooding. An increase in global temperatures of as much as 3 degrees will devastate Africa. But dealing with climate change here depends on what happens elsewhere, particularly in countries where industry and rapid population growth pose significant new challenges, as Damien Grammaticus reports.
Welcome to Chandni Chowk in the heart of old Delhi. 15 million live in this city. Now, just per person, indeed emissions are still very low, just a 20th of the average American, but the economy is booming, burning ever-increasing amounts of coal, oil and gas. By mid-century, 700 million people, equivalent to the population of Europe, will migrate from the countryside to the cities, seeking a better life. As the planet warms, India will suffer. Glaciers in the Himalayas will melt, rivers run dry, millions go hungry. But India has not set any targets for carbon emissions. Without India on board, tackling climate change will be almost impossible. Rich and poor, all will feel the impact, as Nick Bryant explains.
Australia's in the grip of its worst drought in a century, and many scientists here fear that this could be the new normal if climate change goes unchecked. This is an election year, and the country's chronic water crisis is fast becoming the dominant and most contentious political issue, a sign perhaps of things to come in other industrialized nations. With its beautiful suburban beaches and fantastic outdoor lifestyle, Sydney has long been regarded as one of the world's most desirable places to live. And yet the New South Wales government produced a report this week which predicted that life here could become unsustainable by mid-century unless water consumption drops by a staggering 50%. Temperatures here are expected to rise above the global average of 3 degrees Celsius, and yet the Howard government still refuses to sign up to the Kyoto Protocol. The only other developed nation to do that, of course, the world's superpower, the world's super polluter, the United States. Over to Matt Fry in America.
So the report has finally arrived inside the Beltway, the motorway that snakes around Washington, a good place to look at some really bad numbers. America only has 5% of the world's population, but it drives one-third of its cars and spews half of its carbon dioxide from exhaust fumes into the atmosphere. Every American uses 450 gallons of petrol per year to keep more than 200 million cars on the road. Now, President Bush has acknowledged his country's addiction to oil and the serious challenge of climate change, but he hasn't yet signed up to Kyoto, and he's not made any of the changes for alternative fuels mandatory. So, too little too late, say some, America may still surprise us, say the others.